This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are for Auto Talk Radio once again. I was just looking at some of the automotive news over there. How about you, Brendan?
Technical issues on my end, but
what's wrong over there, man? We're having radio problems?
No, computer issues, because they remember how you updated your computers?
We did ours, yes, too. Replaced them all. Is that exactly what y'all did?
And same thing here. They replaced our PCs, so everything's back to square one, and I'm doing a lot of last-second changes. So,
Gotcha. I was just reading about the Earth Roamer reveals two new supersized off-road camping vehicles. Have you ever seen these beasts? You ever heard of them?
No,
Earth Roamer. They've been around for over
time.
Earth Roamer. It's called Earth Roamer. They make some of the coolest. They've been around for over 20 years. It's a Colorado-based company, been building cartoonish yet incredibly capable off-road campers that somebody's father once described as looking like an adventure just climbing into.
It truly does, actually. I'm looking at the wheels and, you know, man.
These are some amazing off-road campers for like
for the heaviest duty off-roads you've ever seen. Honestly.
The backwoods kind of people thing. This is off-the-grid kind of camper living. The new trucks adopt a 24-volt electrical system, the first in any of the 450 Roamers built ahead of their arrival. The new wiring allows for faster charging for the battery packs. There's a 9,000-watt inverter, which triples the power output of the previous camper, and to fill the battery quicker, as much as 1,800 watts of solar panel capacity. Hidden behind all the tough paint, 43-inch tires, off-road suspension, slightly larger alternator than before. But if you look inside these things, man, they're really nice, like cowhide leather interior. It's a high-end off-road campers for sure. Super cool. They'll be at SEMA this year, I'm sure, showing off their stuff. Some of these trucks, they're based on like the Ford F-550 released last year at SEMA-powered turbocharged 678. They started at $825,000. You can run out and buy two, Brendan. Okay. Did you see how much those things are? But they are super nice. You see the pictures inside of them? He's having technical difficulties over there still, so it's all. So if you get a chance, check out these Earth Roamers. Just super cool campers. I like to check out all the new kind of stuff that pops up, you know, as far as that goes, and see and talk about it. All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. We are discussing all things good automotive for sure. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. I want to remind you this morning, please don't forget, Trunk or Treat is going on today, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's at the San Diego Auto Museum. Get out there and check it out. This is a great event for if you have children, any children 12 and under in costume are free, along with their parents are free with them. You can go check it out today. Once again, 10 to 2. Really safe trick-or-treating event. Great thing to get out to. Take your kids out. Besides that, you get to see all kinds of cool cars. So you can't go wrong. That is Trunk or Treat today, 10 to 2, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So Brendan's going to be there as a big pumpkin, aren't you? You got any headphones on? Are you still having technical difficulties over there, apparently? So, Brendan will be there as a big pumpkin, we've been told. So,
no, farmer, actually. Farmer.
Now you're going to be a farmer? You kept saying a pumpkin.
You, when we go to a commercial to show you the whole outfit, because we went to a trunk or treat event last night.
Oh, no.
I have to say,
a trunk or treat event or just a trick or treat event?
I got out of the bedroom when I was finishing changing into my costume. My son looked at me and went, "Old McDonald had a..."
Very cute. Very cute. Do you have your technical problems fixed over there?
50% of them. 50%. My headphones aren't working in here, so I'm going to try switching up the headphones.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, let me know how that works out for you. All right. So, yeah, trunk or treat today, though. Make sure to get out there at in Balboa Park, the San Diego Auto Museum, 10 to 2 today. Take your little trunk or treaters out there. The West Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of that. It's such a great event. Yeah, get out there and do a little trunk or treating, right?
That's right. Finally, by the way, I got it working. So
good to go.
I had to change the, I guess the jack part. I plugged it into the headphone part and it wasn't working, so I had to switch up.
Gotcha. Did you look at the pictures of those Earth Roamers, though? Yeah. $825,000. You can have two.
I don't know if I got that price, but nevertheless, no, I like I said, it really looks really nice, both on the outside, especially the outside. Mm-hmm. The inside looks really, really, really cool. From the amount of times I've gone on or been in a camper before or rented one, this one is probably the second most luxurious one I've ever seen on the inside. Now I have gone to like a bunch of RV and camper, what do you call them? Where they're inside, and inside a convention center, but I'm trying to remember what they'll call those events. But I've been to those, and I've never ridden in them in those campers. I've just like gone to look on the inside part of them, and those are really, really nice too. But again, I don't have the affordability for those kind of cars, mind you. So
yeah. But they're beautiful.
Yeah, RV shows, I guess you can call them.
Yeah,
RV camper shows.
Camper shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, camper land show.
Something
like that. Did you also see, just in case you were thinking about just spending lots of money this year, Lamborghini's now offering its customers a 10-year extended warranty on all of its new cars.
Good.
Why, you ask yourself? I'll tell you why. Lamborghini isn't exactly regarded as having the best track record for reliability. They like to break down a lot, and they're expensive when they do. So, yeah, you can run out and buy one of those.
Well, I mean, on the one hand, it sounds like now Ferrari is starting to go with all the other car companies out there. There's a lot of car companies that offer a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty on their new vehicles. So it surprises me. But at the same time, like you said, the reliability on Ferraris continues to lower in the quality, unfortunately, over time. But that's what those cars are made for.
All right, this is the Lamborghini, not a Ferrari.
Lamborghini, I'm sorry. Lamborghini. But nevertheless, my point's still stays where I'm trying to remember what kind of cars we talked about. I want to say it was last week, actually, and if not, I talked it over with Dave Stahl, where we were talking about Lexus, and they said Lexus are really good for cars that are underneath the 100,000-mile car length, because after that they'll start breaking down and having a lot of issues. But that's what these cars are made for in the first place. They're supposed to be for the upper tier class.
They're fun, they're fast, they're expensive.
Yeah,
let's just put it in that category,
something like that. So because of that,
you can buy a 2020 Huracan though for $283,000 used. I put your name down. They're going to call you, so you can go check it out. It's at Crown Dodge Chrysler Jeep for sale. Yeah. So
and not to, you know, say, oh, that means Lexus is a terrible car company or any of those car companies. The resale value is still really high with those cars because, again, they have such a dedicated fan base and a dedicated car buying community by itself. So, look, the resale values on those cars versus, say, my Nissan Rogue or Elantras or that sort of stuff, they're not going to have a higher resale value due to the amount of...
No, your Nissan Rogue is not going to have a higher resale value. You are absolutely right on that one.
Exactly. So mine was just a long-term investment. And I like I said, I keep my car running very smoothly. I check up on it, especially with you guys at the West Automotive Group, all the time to make sure it's tip-top shape. Nothing's wrong with it. And if there's anything wrong with it, we try to get it done as soon as possible. I like to stay on top of my car as much as possible for that. So,
and you're very smart in that way. It keeps things trucking along and keeps the car in good working order and saves you from expensive repairs a lot of times. Maintenance and things like that will head off breakdowns and expensive repairs a lot of times.
Absolutely. So. I'm trying to see if I can make a Rogue go last 300,000 miles. We'll see. We'll see. If my dad can make his Dodge Dakota, 2008 Dodge Dakota, at 250,000 miles so far, I can do it with a Nissan Rogue, I feel like.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. His parts start falling off of it. No, I'm not going to pick on Nissan today.
I did mention that to you last week, and you're like, wow, I'm surprised the Dodge Dakota is still together after
No, I've seen plenty in the 200,000 mark. Like I said, I drove my F-250 400,000 miles, but and you might be able to get that kind of mileage out of your Rogue. You're gonna end up with an expensive repair along the way, though. If it to 400,000 miles, there's gonna be a transmission put in that bad boy. There's no question about it.
Probably.
Well, I'm just saying those Nissan trannies don't last that long. So, one of those things that we do know. But you can get a couple hundred thousand miles out of, flog it until it dies if you want. So easily. How many miles are on it now?
Currently, we're only at 96.
Oh, you're fine. Still you got a good another 100,000.
Still a little baby.
Which will get the value out of the car for sure.
Yes.
So you'll be fine. It's all good. But only because you take good care of your cars and you service them properly, which is super, super, super important.
Absolutely. No question. I couldn't agree more.
Oh, real quick, I did also want to still mention their, I believe they're still looking for members for their podium club also at the San Diego Auto Museum. Which is super cool. Members enjoy exclusive access to private car collections, special travel experience, special events. They get 15 guest passes per year, 50% additional guest passes, 50% off additional guest passes, 20% off private events, a parking pass. Now, that thing's worth its weight in gold at Balboa Park. If you like to go see all the museums, you get a private parking pass there.
Absolutely.
You can park there anytime you want, do whatever you want. Plus more. They already had their first event October 18th at Julian. If you want to know more and be part of this great thing, San Diego Auto Museum.org or email Brandy at San Diego Auto Museum.org. All good stuff.
Not to mention, keep in mind, kids are still free for the entire month of October to go visit the Auto Museum or any museum in Balboa Park for that matter. So you still have some time to go check that out for sure, because there are some really cool museums, but especially the Auto Museum.
Correct. Again, and you'll be at the Trunk or Treat today?
I will, yes.
Everybody go out and say hi to Brendan. And you're dressed as a farmer, not a pumpkin. You've been telling everybody you're going to be a pumpkin for a long time.
Well, that's only because...
Your wife just neglected to tell you what you were going to be?
No, it's just because we kept debating whether or not, and I just decided on my own, okay, we're going to go ahead and I'm just going to make my own decision and go ahead and just go with it.
Is little Russy a pumpkin? Or
he absolutely is.
Oh, is your wife a pumpkin?
Yes, she is.
Okay, so two pumpkins and you're the farmer herding the pumpkins.
That's right.
There exactly. You go. All right. Well, there you go. Oh, you made your own decision to do something different, huh?
I know,
right? Went rogue on them, didn't you? It's all good stuff. All good stuff. So what are we talking about today? We got the Trunk or Treat out of the way. That's happening. Make sure and get out there and check it out for sure. Oh, fuel induction service. Why is it important to your vehicle? Why is it important to your vehicle, Brendan?
Well, I mean, in terms of like getting slightly better fuel mileage, yeah, it helps keep the cost down for repairs over time, because if you have all that carbon buildup, oof boy.
Yep.
That's going to be expensive.
Especially now with direct injected vehicles. So,
and keep in mind, I'm not going into the specific details. I'm just saying the general brisk of it very quickly.
Brisket of it? Are you hungry now?
Yes, I am. Funny enough, I was watching a brisket recipe video.
Oh, were you?
So I had that stuck in my head.
Before I got here?
Exactly.
Oh, gotcha.
There was some lady who said, I'm going to put this in the oven. I'm like, you are so stupid. Come on. Put it in a smoker. You let it smoke on low for a long time.
And boy, does it taste good.
I watch her next video and she goes, I think I made it dry. I'm like, yeah, no duh, lady.
Overdid it, didn't she?
Yep.
Yeah, you nixed that video quickly.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, but we're talking about fuel induction services, not briskets today.
Dang it.
So, I know. But now I'm super hungry. Thanks, I appreciate it. Thinking about a brisket. But all great questions, anything. And we're going to talk about this a little bit and why it's so important. It is one of my favorite services, and I'll tell you why. It's one of those services that when you do it on a client's car, afterwards, they totally notice the difference. You remove that carbon, the idle smoother, car responds better. Just removing all that carbon out of the combustion process just totally makes the car feel and run better.
It's up there with shocks and
that too. You're right. Yeah. You are correct. That is another service that you put shocks and struts on a car and align it with new tires. People think they bought a new hoopty.
Right.
They really do. They really do, man. It's some really good stuff. So as far as that goes. Always good. Man, I'll tell you what, this is the last Saturday in October, brother.
It is. Yeah, we're heading into November. I'll be having my birthday soon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, how are you going to be, 32?
30, straight up 30.
Oh, dirty 30.
That's right. That's what my wife keeps telling me
about. Where's she taking you?
She's asked me over and over, where do I want to go? I said, honestly, I don't want anything big. And she goes, why not? It's your dirty 30. Like, let's get alcohol. Let's get that.
Yeah, you got to get crazy.
And I'm like, I don't know.
A little rusty running around in a diaper, you know.
What I'm noticing is that the older I get, the less crazy I want to be. And
well, you're not even that old. I'm just going to be honest with you. You're just leaving your 20s.
It's true. And then whenever people say, what do you want for Christmas? My list is like three things. Socks. New shirt, new shorts. That's it.
You are like that commercial, that insurance commercial, how not to be the people when they homeowners start being their parents. I don't know what it, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Brendan, you're settling into your life very well. It's all good.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to today's conversation about the fuel injection, because on behalf of me, I have done fuel injection, especially with the West Automotive Group. Mm-hmm. And like I said, my fuel mileage had gone up extremely. It was up by 4 miles per gallon, actually, after the induction service. So, and again, it's done on a routinely basis, and your guys are so good. And in terms of getting the job done on the day of, we're in a very timely manner, or at least updating me every so often on what's going on with my car, I cannot thank you guys enough for that. It's really, really awesome. The guys that I'm speaking for, West El Cajon, those guys there really, really are dedicated to you and making sure that the customer comes first there. So thank you guys so much.
Appreciate that. All the locations operate about the same, though. The guys are really into what we do, you know. So you've been to Kearney Mesa before too, hadn't you?
No.
Oh, never have?
No.
You've always done El Cajon?
I have always done El Cajon.
Well, you live out that direction, right? You're La Mesa or something.
Exactly. I was going to go do it I was going to go to Kearney Mesa because I went there, or I was near your Kearney Mesa location, and then my check engine light came on very quickly, and I asked them if I can go, if you guys can scan it super quick and take a look, and they said, well, because we think it's actually best if you go to West El Cajon, since you literally live right next door at that time.
There you go.
And I said, absolutely, I'll do that then.
Okay.
So
then they're good about that too.
Exactly.
Making recommendations as far as that goes. Everybody works together, so you know they're happy to.
Exactly. Yeah, and again, they were friendly about it. Extremely.
I hope so.
I don't mean anything bad when I said, "Oh, we don't want you here. We want you at this location." So, no, they were very friendly. They said, "Where do you live?" Go to the El Cajon store, honestly, because they
well, it's closer to home. They also, all your service records are there because your car always goes there and stuff.
That's what I mentioned.
Although we do a lot of fleets. For different larger fleets that have drivers all over the county. So it's kind of funny, because like certain drivers, they take their vehicles in to our location near where they live. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So like we got spread out. Some of these companies have, you know, 200, 250 vehicles, and they'll have drivers that live in East County. So they go out to El Cajon, living over by El Cajon. I mean, Kearney Mesa, go that direction, you know. Same thing with Miramar, Escondido, Oceanside. So well spread out, and they're available for you.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to visit your, I've only seen the outside of it, but I can't wait to visit your Oceanside store.
You should go check it out sometime.
It looks really, really nice, especially with that wall.
Uh-huh.
Finally, yeah.
Yep. It's all good. And Escondido's got the new parking now, the new 20,000 square feet of parking.
Was that recently done?
That's the wall that we've been built
outside. That's the wall, the Escondido one.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yep. But, well, there's a wall in Oceanside also that separates, nice brick wall that separates the work area from the out front parking. So, but that's a beautiful store too. It's all glass front and all that. So
nice.
Glazed. Yep. Super good. So all kinds of good stuff as far as that goes. But yeah, go check it out. Yeah, no, Escondido, the parking thing has been amazing. It's just so easy for clients to get in and out now. The front parking lot stays open because we're not packed full up there. They a lot of tenants move everything to the big back parking lot, you know, once it comes in. That way there's plenty of room for everybody to park. It's easy to get in and out of. It's not too congested. It was the best call we ever made as far as upgrading something at a location for sure.
Absolutely, so, absolutely.
Yeah, super nice and a super ton of parking. So there you go.
I have some extra car shows I'll be telling you guys about when we come back from the break too, because I know I have a caller on the line who would love to know about all the car shows. So
okay.
I'll definitely let you guys know when we come back from break about that. But we have a lot today in terms of car shows this weekend.
So. Always good stuff. Love automotive stuff. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give me a call. Anything automotive related, we'll talk to you about it today. You're listening to Auto Talk on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. All good stuff today. Bluetooth broke on my phone, man.
What? How did it break?
I have no idea. It was fine yesterday. I went down to Kearney Mesa location. I was helping out, got in the truck, went to the bank, was heading back to Escondido, and I noticed, like, it shuts off on its own continuously. Like, you turn it on, shuts off. Turn it on, shuts off. Won't stay on. I don't know why.
So I guess you're going to head over to the cell phone company today. And,
I doubt it.
Figure out what's going on.
I'm
going
to pretend like I don't care.
When do you get to upgrade your phone?
I'm sure it's ready to be upgraded.
No, okay.
It's a 21, Galaxy 21.
Is that still a flip phone over there? No, just joking.
It's not a flip phone. It's a very nice phone.
No, it is. It is.
I've had it for a while, though. I don't know if that's what I... That's the weirdest thing. I've never had that happen before, so... Who knows? Maybe I could just Google it.
My only...
I actually did Google it, and it said to clear the cache, do this, do that. I did that. It didn't fix it.
I so believe I like, it. If I had to guess, and this is just a amateurish guess, mm-hmm. I think you might have some water damage on the phone somehow.
No, no water damage.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
But just
and by the way, these are waterproof anyway.
Well, I get it, but somehow...
Well, I didn't throw it in a river or nothing.
No, I like, for example, I like to listen to music when I'm showering, and
I don't know
off the shower.
I don't take my phone in the shower or the bathroom.
No, I shouldn't say in the shower. I just like leave it on like next to the sink, and then the steam off the shower still gets to my phone sometimes. So
yeah, no. I don't usually take it anywhere near the shower.
Brian, just karaoke.
The phone annoys the crap out of me so much that anytime I can get away from it, I'm fine with it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Brian just likes hearing himself sing in the shower most of the time.
No, I don't sing in the shower either. Usually I'm in a hurry. It's get in, shower up, get out, let's go, man. We got to roll.
I got five others or six other stores to run.
I got 50 different things to do in the next 32 minutes. That's why it's nice to have a break from the phone and just leave it on the charger when you're taking a shower.
Very true.
Stay away, phone. Stay away.
So very quickly, here are your car shows for this weekend. So obviously, awesome. We have the Trunk or Treat event going on at the San Diego Automotive Museum. Please head over there. I'll be there. And so many others will be there. You get free admission into the museum if you have a kid with you to show around the museum. My son had a great time when he was one, so I can't imagine how he's going to feel when he's two now. I mean, that kid's corner is amazing over there
at the San Diego Auto Museum.
Yeah,
so
go check that out for sure.
Yeah, 10 to 2 today for sure.
The other one is Poway High School is having their auto club Cars and Coffee. All the money that is made from selling their coffee and treats will be funding the auto club at Poway High School up there. That's going to be today from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And it's going to be, and they said it'll be located underneath the longest solar panel in the high school parking lot. So you'll see a bunch of classic cars there for sure.
Longest solar panel.
Yeah, that's what they stated on this flyer here. So go check that out. Also, again, way up north, but still within our radio reception, it's Bonzel High School's 4th annual Trunk or Treat Car Show fundraiser. Once again, this is for Bonzel High School itself today from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The registration for your car is $35, for motorcycles $25, and for any vendors it's $50, but it's free to the public.
How you got a trunk or treat out of a motorcycle?
I don't know, but people are very... I mean, people are very creative. You could dress up like Ghost Rider, I would say.
Yeah, maybe. But where are you going to put the candy to trunk or treat?
You have
no trunk.
You just have a bowl in your hand.
A bowl in your hand. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, that's what I would guess. But up at Bonzel, so that's near, if I remember right, like Menifee area still. But our reception does reach up that high. And if there's anybody in North County that does want to go to a car show like that, go check them out over there. Last one is at Belmont Park. This is the Fall Car Show, a Halloween spectacular. That is today from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. This is going for Cruising for Causes. Every single year, they go for a different cause. This time, it's for this year, it was for deaf children in need. So go ahead and check them out for that. Once again, it's at Belmont Park, and that is also again today from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So a lot of different car shows in San Diego County, a lot of trunk or treat events. Get dressed up, bring your kids, and go get some candy.
There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff. Real quick, not real quick, but want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, of course, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 32 years now. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 8044 North Johnson Avenue, right out there in East County, taking care of folks. AAA approved for well over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right over there in Central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks for over 8 years. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, East Great Mall, right in the Golden Triangle. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years now. And last but not least, North County Coastal West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there for, over 2 years. Yeah, good stuff, huh? I was just thinking about that. Time flies when you're having fun. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about for sure. And the West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. You can also stop in to take advantage of our diagnosis, no matter what problem you're having, whether it's our CertiCare for transmission concerns, drivability diagnosis, engine related, cooling system, brakes, whatever it is, best money spent is on the diagnosis of a concern with a qualified technician at a quality facility. I'm telling you right now, saves you thousands of dollars over a lifetime. We often see cars that are misdiagnosed, parts thrown at them, etc. So get your vehicle in. Just jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, get your vehicle in, and we'll get you taken care of, diagnosed, fixed, serviced, whatever you need. We're there for you when it comes to your car. Everything from smog, simple oil changes, major repairs, drivability, diagnosis, and everything else as far as that goes. Check us out. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles from our rental partners nearby. You can also jump on West Automotive Group and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, X, or Instagram. I never know whether to call that Twitter or X.
I know, right?
So I call it Twitter X now. Twitter X or Instagram.
Great stuff. It's the same thing. I know it's kind of slightly different, but caramel or caramel. I always say caramel, and then all my people I talk to are like, no, it's caramel. Stop it. And I'm like, there's an A in there, so I feel like I have to pronounce that too.
So is it the Caribbean
or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
That's really true too, as well.
I had a newscaster say the other day, the Caribbean, and I thought, I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be. I think it's the Caribbean. Am I right?
I it depends on the context. I say Pirates of the Caribbean, but then when I see a sports, like whenever I watch a soccer match, I always say the Caribbean.
Okay.
So,
where are you going? I'm going to the Caribbean. I'm not usually going to a Caribbean.
So, it's very true.
It's one of those things.
So I know I usually, I'm told, don't go online to look up what people are saying on online boards about certain car issues, you know.
Let's do it.
I think it's similar to fuel induction service. I'm reading these comments and I'm like, all right, if that's your choice, good luck.
Just so you know, most of those people don't know what the heck they're talking about.
It's true.
And we call them keyboard warriors, man. You can jump on there and you can just throw out, you can make up as many lies as you want and put it on the internet and people will read it. It's weird.
True. It's
really
true.
Weird.
Well, in this case, this guy asked the question, should I get a fuel induction service? I went to this service department at my dealership. I known everybody for 10 years. All of a sudden they fire everybody and now I'm getting bombarded with so many services, one of which includes fuel induction service. I did a bit of research. My car doesn't shake when idle. The acceleration feels fine and the gas mileage is normal. And keep in mind, this person had a 2011 Nissan Rogue at 85,000 miles.
Cool.
So
it's got some carbon buildup in there. It's going to cause a problem eventually.
Yeah. They.
By the way, a dealership firing everybody, that's not uncommon.
Yeah.
What happened is the service manager changed.
Yes.
And he fired everybody, brought a different team in.
Agreed.
That's what they do.
And guess what the next sentence was?
Welcome to new car dealers.
It literally says, they hired a brand new service manager, and then in order to try to increase profits, they fired all the the service team that was behind the counter there. So now they charge me for synthetic oil changes, which cost twice as more, which, I mean, again, synthetic oils last longer in the long run, so it's actually a better investment for you.
And most of us, sounds like that dealer was way behind the times.
Yeah.
Like the West Automotive Group, we only have synthetic oil that we do with all the oil changes. We don't have any blends, or I don't even know if you can really buy. Yeah, I mean, I know that you can, but you gotta search for straight petroleum oil. You can buy it, but it's not that easy to find anymore. But for the cost of, it's like close to the same as petroleum. Straight petroleum oil is more expensive, I think, than a quart of full synthetic now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
It probably is if you were to find it. All I know is we sell quarts. I think our oil is like around $10 a quart or something, $11 a quart or something like that for our service for full synthetic. I had to buy a quart of oil one time, and I was somewhere traveling and needed a quart of oil. If I remember right, it was $16 for like a synthetic blend at a gas station for a quarter. Yeah, oil's gone way up in price, obviously. So, yeah. One of those things.
So, anyways, long story short, all these comments about the fuel induction service, he later made an update saying, I decided not to go with the fuel induction service based on all the suggestions. Thank you, everyone. But you should read these comments. Like one of them says here, it's not listed in the owner's manual maintenance schedule, so why waste it? So that's what he says.
But manufacturers don't care.
Right.
They'd rather your car break.
Yeah, that's what they want, and they want the money
the time,
in the long run.
Yeah, by the time the carbon in that thing causes you problems, you're out of warranty. So... Yeah, it's not going to be fixed by the manufacturer.
Now, is this true? The only engines that benefit from this service are direct fuel and are direct fuel cars. That's
not true.
Oh, okay.
All cars have carbon buildup on the intake valves over time, especially with the crappy fuel we have, especially here in California. So I don't know, where is that guy? Was he in California?
No, Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
Yeah. He says, as far as fuel induction, it's never needed unless you have a performance issue that's actually been diagnosed as a clogged fuel injector. Shops usually do this as a preventative measure. And this term is getting put all over the comments here. It says it's more of a wallet flushing procedure is what they call it.
So, no. Yeah. Well, you know, and it's your car. As we always tell people, hey, you decide without question. But I will tell you this. what happens over time with the carbon buildup is you end up with misfire concerns, and especially direct injected vehicles these days and carbon buildup. Then you have to pull the intake, blast it with walnut shells. We see it all the time that people don't do induction services. We're fine with it. You know, either way, you're going to. So instead of doing that, then you get the carbon blasting and all that, which costs about 90 times what a fuel induction service cost.
Mm-hmm.
So doing it yearly, I do it on my vehicle yearly. You know what I never have to do? Pull the intake and walnut blast the valves. Mm-hmm. So, and that's also how I kept a truck that's, once again, maintenance, that the F-250, 400,000 miles, original motor, did an induction service yearly on that thing, kept the carbon. If we were to tear that engine down, it would look like it was brand new and drove off the showroom floor.
Another guy from Minnesota, mind you, too, also states in these comments saying, my service department said I should do it every 15,000 miles, which I find is ridiculous. Honestly, what you need to do it is every 120,000 miles. And
you already had a problem by then.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we recommend 18 to 20,000 miles in that realm, or once a year, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
I just usually hit mine once a year. Obviously, it's easy for me to do. But I mean, even if you wanted to spread it out to 30,000 miles, you could probably get away with that. But it does help. And it is beneficial to the car. So, but hey, all we can do is offer the services and explain why.
Mm-hmm.
What does that lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? So it's all good, right?
I guess I'll put that one to Dave, but I think Dave already knows that one because I'm very familiar with that one. There's another saying about, like, you can't lead a cow up the stairs or something like that.
So, why they can't climb stairs?
Yeah.
Oh, like I have that. No idea about that.
Yeah, you can lead a cow down the stairs, but you can't bring them up.
Oh, I've never heard that. Yeah. Is that something Dave said?
It's some kind of like a weather-related thing, too.
Oh, really?
Along with them saying, like, if cows are laying on the ground, that means rain's coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've known that forever. Okay. I grew up in Ohio.
Yeah,
if the cows are all laying down, there's a storm on its way. Well, because they say that they know enough to bed down when it starts to get ready to, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Because normally they stand up all the time.
So funny enough, they are standing all the time in San Diego. I don't understand.
The cows?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of rain.
It's true.
It's not a lot of rain.
Did you see this upcoming weather? Have you seen it?
Uh-oh.
99 degrees, everybody.
When?
Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get your swimsuits ready and go in the pool.
Yeah, or your AC on your car.
Oh, poof. Definitely. Yes, exactly.
Yep. So, no, you know, the induction service thing is super... I mean, people talk about this. But that's not only cleans the injectors.
Mm-hmm.
The real purpose of it is to remove the carbon off the valves.
100%.
That's the real purpose of this. Injectors don't plug much anymore. Now, is it good to fuel add, have run good fuel and keep them? Yeah, absolutely. With the contaminants and not contaminants, but the additives we now put into fuel is not so great. To be honest with you.
Well, okay. So we mentioned like certain companies like Chevron and what's the other big company?
Shell.
Thank you. They put certain additives in their fuel though, that actually helps your engine in the long run too, though.
Well, helps reduce carbon, things like that. Yeah, absolutely.
And I do want to point out this one person on the comment who did say like those fuels do not 100% clean the anything inside your fuel injection. So that's 100% correct. Yes.
But they do help reduce the buildup as it goes. So the induction service, though, really the chemicals used for it really help remove carbon. It does. And, you know, it just depends on what you want to do with your vehicle. If you buy a vehicle and you only drive it 50,000 miles and you trade it in, heck, then I guess somebody else can worry about it, right?
It's true.
I get it. I mean, it's fine. But if you're going to drive a vehicle long distance, let me tell you, get the value out of your vehicle. Servicing it is the best bet you can do properly, whether it be the induction service, oil changes regularly, etc. We're just looking at a Range Rover. Turbo went out. I couldn't figure out why did the turbo go out at 67,000 miles. Well, I'll tell you why the turbo went out. It appears these people never changed the oil on the car. So when you do that, it causes issues. The turbo line was plugged up. And so maintenance is important, just like removing the carbon and induction service. So
absolutely.
All good stuff.
Absolutely.
Right before we go our last break here, I do want to finish up and state, hey, you can check me out as far as the Automan segments or Auto Talk Radio by going to the westautomotivegroup.com. You can also make an appointment to get into any location from there, see what we're all about. As far as that goes, just go to westautomotivegroup.com. Check out Automan, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5. And also Auto Talk Radio, you can go there. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com or give us a call here today at 1-888-344-1170. If you want to pick podcasts up on the go, you can get them from Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, radiotune.com, and TuneIn. And coming up, we're doing stuff for the Warrior Foundation.
Fantastic. Again,
yeah.
Absolutely,
so that's
fantastic.
Matter of fact, I was just putting together some commercials for that the other day, and I'm going to be running those. They're going to do the Warrior Foundation telethon kind of thing coming up. I believe it's November 6th. So, hey, if you're available, make sure and donate to that. That's one cause really close to my heart, so that is coming up. All right, let's take our last break here. 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, you're listening to The Answer, San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM with Auto Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Hey, Brendan. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio, everybody. Hey, I just noticed I've been doing something wrong for years.
What's that?
Well, this little sign over here says, I always say, listen to the AM 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. And it says right here, it says, please mention in this order, FM 96.1 North County, AM 1170 San Diego, the answer.
Who cares?
I had it backwards.
It's all the same. You're advertising both the frequency and the amplitude modulator the same way, so... All right. It's all the same.
I was going to say, like, I've been doing it wrong for a long time now. Nothing learning you've been wrong after you've been doing it for years, right?
Nah, again, you're fine. No one's going to yell at you for this.
Oh, sure. I feel safe now. All right, folks, as I said, you can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com or give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170 or jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment, get your car in. For sure. I also want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, and we'll get you an Interstate installed because that's all we stock as far as that goes. They are the highest quality batteries out there for sure. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. For sure. Is everybody awake today? Hey, did you happen to see that outside of the fuel induction that we've been talking about here? And just to be clear, by performing fuel induction services with throttle body, intake cleaning will reduce carbon on the intake valves, allows for better fuel flow into the combustion chamber, better fuel mileage because it doesn't rob the fuel going into the system. It doesn't rob it and absorb it. The problem with carbon buildup, it absorbs some of the fuel. Then you get a lean burn and you don't get the right performance. That's how you get lean misfires at idle, things like that. And how you get reduced performance. That's why Brendan, when he said he got a fuel induction service done, his mileage went up because that carbon sucks the fuel up and causes it to performance loss and everything else. So cleaning the throttle body allows for carbon removal, which can affect airflow through the throttle body. Once again, another great part of doing a complete induction service. It's not just injector cleaning material, carbon reduction that we actually use an atomizer through the intake to clean. Then we clean the throttle body and remove all the carbon out of there, which clean airflow. Once again, I will tell you this, on a car, if you do an induction service on a car that you've never done it, one with like 50,000 miles on the car, you will totally know how the, notice how the thing idles better, runs better, drives better. Well, no question about it. Right, Brendan? When you had it done.
That's right. Yes.
See, absolutely. I knew it. Yeah, because carbon in that in throttle body causes rough idle issues, hesitation on takeoff. So by performing this service, we end up with better fuel mileage and a smoother running vehicle. No questions about it. So the stuff that you were reading, those people, once again, be careful what advice you take from people off the internet, right?
That's right. Definitely.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy stuff on that, not just car related, but everything else. So as far as that goes. Hey, I did want to say real quick, unfortunately, General Motors has a design studio in California. It's up in Pasadena. They had a fire. So this is where this facility officially launched last year, was the creation of the C9 Corvette concept. So there was a fire there, and it destroyed, dispatched the GM studio 5:30 p.m. Wednesday. Between the initial start and fire containment at 7:22 p.m., it escalated to a four-alarm fire due to the complexity of the layout, smoke conditions, and distance to the seat of the fires. As far as that went, compounding the issues were the presence of the lithium-ion batteries and other concept cars that required hazardous material teams to join the firefighting efforts. In the end, only a single concept car was lost and no structural or fire damage occurred, just some smoke and water damage. Yeah, unfortunately, they lost one of their concept cars. So always a bummer as far as that goes. Cool facility, though, if you see it in the concept cars that they have in there. Lots of pictures, lots of good stuff. You can check it out on the internet. This is where the internet's good. So self-driving stuff and everything else. But it's unfortunate they lost some cars. They have some cool cars in there, too, that they have previously built and things like that. So there's a concept Corvette. Super cool. That's what you need, Brendan.
Yeah.
You need one of those Corvettes. Man, that you would look. I'd wonder what you've been doing, though, if you pulled up here to the radio studio in one of those. Remember the Superman movie with Richard Pryor? He was the accountant.
Yes.
And from Lex Luthor, he stole all the half cents that never went in. And then he drives in a Ferrari. And Lex Luthor's like, I need to talk to that guy.
Yeah, something along the lines of that. I'll be following through on that. So you do have one caller if you want to try to fit him in right now, if you would like.
Yeah, let's grab him. All right. Alan. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Brian.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I think you just answered the question that I had.
Sure.
About whether it could improve the mileage on the vehicle or not.
Absolutely.
But could you describe that procedure? Because, like, when I take mine into the shop, I usually go back to Toyota. They just talk about it, but, you don't get a description of what the service is. In other words, you're
there's actually, that's a great question, because there's actually three parts to this as far as doing it properly. Now, we only use BG products because they are the highest quality and made for professional technicians. One is a fuel additive that actually goes into the tank of the car, which works its way through to keep fuel lines clean, injector tips, things like that. The second is an atomization that we use through the intake, as far as that does at a certain RPM, which starts to burn off all the carbon on the valves, which we want to reduce. That's a big problem with drivability and mileage and performance on a car. And the third is the throttle body and intake cleaning part of it, which we actually do, which removes carbon in where the air flow comes through. The intake mass airflow sensor through the throttle body. We clean out the throttle body there because the throttle body has a lot to do with idle RPM and quality as far as that goes. So removing all that makes the butterfly work freely, airflow freely, and work well. So there's three parts to it, if that helps explain it.
So then the question is, at least the last part of it, if you're using the atomizer in the throttle body, are you sucking the carbon and the solvent out?
No, what happens is that carbon burns up with this chemicals that we use in the induction process. You need to have the car backed out of the shop because it'll make your eyes water how it actually does this. And what it does is it actually creates this hot process. And that's why it's so important to be done by a professional technician so we don't get hot spots on pistons or anything like that. You have to atomize it, do it just properly, and in doing so, it will help burn off and remove that carbon off the valves. Goes through the combustion process and out the tailpipe it goes.
Okay. So you recommend doing this once a year?
Once a year, 18 to 20,000 miles in that, depending on how you drive, to be honest with you.
Okay. So,
all right.
My car is an 05 Prius. Does it make any difference on whether it's a Prius or a standard engine?
Nope. That's fine. As long as it's a gasoline engine, you need to do it to it. All right.
Okay, good deal.
We got to run. Hey, thanks for the call, Alan. I really appreciate you listening in and everybody else out there. San Diego, everybody. Keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 M. We'll be back next Saturday.
Week at the same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.